good to be here this morning. I'm happy to have everybody out with us that's here today, and we praise God for your presence. I noticed that on some of our new tags that come out, they put a little lighthouse on it because of what's happened down in the coast and some of the lighthouse that was left standing down there. And you know, a lighthouse is very important. When you're out at sea, and especially years ago, more so than it is now, but even today, it's important. Years ago, when they didn't have the GPS and all the guidance systems they have today, that people, when they were headed for the shoreline, they could sail in a direction so they could see the lighthouse, and they could tell from that light shining on the side of the house where the harbor was at. And they knew where to go in safely so they wouldn't go in up on the rocks and they wouldn't crash the ships. And so a lighthouse is very important. And a few years ago they had a song out that was made a comparison to Christians to lighthouse. And they said you can't be a beacon if your light doesn't shine. And that's a very important statement of something that Christians should realize. And it talks about how can you teach your children to be honest and true when all they can see, all they know is what they see in you. And so it goes on through many things there. But the song had a lot of good things about the Christian life and how we should live and how we need to be alike. There's a lot of truth in it. That Christians are to be alike, like a lighthouse, showing the way to sailors. They're out in the darkness, showing the way like a beacon light shows the way to safety and home on the shore. Christians are to show the way for those in darkness of the world. We're to show the way for the shore and safety that is in Jesus Christ. Matthew 5, verse 14, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and they give a light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." God didn't make you a Christian for you to be quiet, for you to be covered, for your light not to shine. He made you a Christian for your light to shine. We're to let our light shine so men can see our light and glorify God. And how is our light shining? Is it such that all men can see it? Or is it covered under a bushel? Covered under worldly cares that the light can't be seen. That we care so much more about the world that our light's not realized. Many times the world just buries us and stuff that our light doesn't shine at all. In John, 1 John, he said, "Love not the world, neither things that are in the world. For any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Worldly cares can choke out our light. So many times our light may be hidden just so deeply that no one can see it. It's covered by our jobs, by our shopping, by our hunting, our activities. You know, many Christians can stand and talk for hours about sports, about their jobs, about anything but the church or the Word of God or Jesus Christ. You know, can't talk long about that. Don't say much about it. We cover up that light. Why is that so? Is it because that we are ashamed of the church? Ashamed of Christ? What is the problem? Would your friends be surprised to see you or to hear you pray? Or to say, "Let's pray about this matter"? I want you to look at some of the characteristics of light. Light and darkness are very different. Where there is no light, there's always darkness. You ever thought about that? Darkness came first, and we have darkness. And without light, there is darkness. And when light comes in, then it dispels, it removes, it takes away the light. Darkness is the absence of light. You don't go to town by a dark bulb. No need to. Darkness is here. It's always here. So you don't go buy something to take away, to make you have dark. Just so the same way, sin in the world and the wilderness is darkness, and it's always here. It always exists. Sin is all about us and everywhere. And we need to let our light shine to dispel the darkness. It doesn't take us too long to learn right from wrong. We start learning that really early. And you don't have to worry about knowing whether what sin is or what it's here. Sin is just there. It's always with us. But the good part about it is that light is dominant over darkness. If you're sitting in a dark room, all it takes is one little candle to light the room. You may not be able to see well, see details, and read well, but all it takes is one little candle to dispel the light. And it's the same way with goodness and righteousness. Goodness and righteousness, the law of God, is light. And what we have in the world about us already is darkness. And all it takes is one little shining light to dispel the darkness. Will we be that light? Will we be that kind of light? A light that will shine. Look at John chapter 1. Gospel according to John. In John chapter 1, we're going to begin reading with verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made, and in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Word. The words of God, they're light, and they're light. And Jesus Christ was the living Word of God that came and died upon the cross for our sins. And His words are light. And you see, what we need to dispel and to let our light shine is His words, not our words, the words of God. He says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended not. So darkness, you know, can't see the light. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not, but as many received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness to him and cried, saying, this was he whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And the fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ brought the truth. He is the truth. And what he said and what his words are, that's the truth. And we're to let that light shine through us. We're to be a light. Because we are to proclaim those words and let those words of God flow from us. Look at John 3. John chapter 3, when we get ready, verse 19. And this is a commandment, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. You want to know why people don't come to church? You want to know why people hide? Because the deeds are evil, they like the darkness. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world and men love darkness rather than light because the deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, and neither cometh to the light, but his deeds, that lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, and they are wrought in God. We need to let our light shine, and how are we going to do that? How are we going to let our light shine to the world about us that they can see it? How can we let our light shine? And one of the very first things that we could speak about letting your light shine is being faithful to attend church services. The world sees what you do. They know whether or not you go to church or not. And if you're faithful or not, we should make every effort to be here and to make it important in our lives. And others will know that this is important because we set this first in our lives. You take a coach that's coaching a ball team, and he's got boys that come to practice, and he's got some who skill. Maybe he's got some that don't come to practice very well, or more talented than the ones who come, faithfully. Who do you think's going to get to play? the ones who come faithfully. The coach wants you to practice. And that he the same reason we want you at church. We should all be here. He would think you weren't interested if you didn't show up for practice very often. He'd think, well, he probably don't care whether he plays or not. And today, the church has got words not important to the world, much more than it used to be when I was a child, or years before, back in the 40s and 50s. Church was very important. We didn't pass laws where people couldn't have businesses open on that, on Sundays, because church was important. But today, they've done away with those laws. And they've made businesses open more and more people don't attend church. More and more. They don't attend anywhere of any kind. Used to, they never would have church on to ball games and sports activities, schools interfere with church, but now they do. Why? Because it's not important to people. You know, if we would really stand up as a group, you know why all these businesses are open on Sunday? You know why all these businesses are running on Sunday? Because we go buy stuff on Sunday. If all the people would get together and say, well, I'm not going to work on Sunday, they wouldn't require anybody to work on Sunday. If all the people would stand up and be together on things and say, well, you know, I'm not going to go buy stuff on Sunday, that's how it started. You know, people just started, they'd be home and they want to go buy something, they'd go to town and buy something, and well, a few more stores started open, first thing you know, things are going full blast all the time. And it's about like it used to be. It used to be that way. They used to work 7 days a week. They used to work children. And we passed laws against all that stuff. But because the people didn't get to where they didn't care about the church and about worship, they allowed those things to be taken away. Another way we can let our light shine is by being honest with ourselves, with others. Don't try to hide our sin or lie about our sin. Don't try to pretend to be something we're not. And don't try to cheat others out of stuff. But be honest and truthful with people and the world about us. The world sees this. And we may think we're fooling the world and fooling some people, but we're not. And we're not fooling God. And so the way and the manner we live is one way we can let our light shine. When we'll stand for the truth, no matter what. We want the light and not the darkness. We want what's right and what's wrong. Romans 12 and 1, it says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So it's not asking too much to ask us to live this manner of life. To live an example of Christianity. To live an example of what the Church of Christ is. We cannot convince others to do what we're not doing ourselves. We cannot convince others what's right if we're not doing what's right ourselves. If what we speak says one thing and what we're doing says something else, and what we're doing speaks far louder than anything we could ever say. What we do is more important than what we're saying. That old cliche, you know, do as I say and not as I do, won't work. It won't work with children. It don't work in the world. It don't work trying to show people the way of Christ. That's not the way to let your light shine. You have to lead the way by what you do. Thirdly, we can let our light shine by not gossiping. Sometimes it pays just to keep your mouth shut about what you know. You know, you don't have to say things like, well, did you hear about so-and-so did this? What he didn't do? Certainly, we should not spread gossip about church members. And even if we think it is true, we all got problems, we all got faults, we've all made mistakes, and we'll probably all make some more. But we don't need to spread that out in the world and complain about the church. When you start complaining about the church, it's like a fog. It dims the light. The light could have been more effective, but then there's these complaints and things, and it's a fog created by it. In Galatians 5 and 15, it says, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be consumed, not be consumed one of another. That will happen. Fourthly, we can let our light shine by how we shine, where we shine. You know, it's important. Light. We got the light from the sun, the saints to be everywhere, but we don't realize, but it's directional. Light is directional. If you ever go out in the dark, the sun, the light comes from our sun, it's directed toward us. It's directional. And if you ever go out in the dark at night and you got a little flashlight, you can see where the light is. And you see where the darkness is. Light's directional. We need to be concerned about where we're trying to shine our light. What is it we're trying to shine our light on? And what we're trying to do with that light? You can understand the importance of this if you've ever been in situations like I was in sometimes. And you'd be in the middle of the night. Say in the middle of the night and it's in the dark and you're trying to change the tire in your car. And you give your light to the 4-year-old or 3-year-old kid, you know. What you doing? You got here and he's looking over yonder. You're trying to see what you're doing and the light's out there. And you can't tell. I've been up in the middle of the attic trying to work and I give it to one of my boys and he was too young to be, he wasn't focused on what I was. And in a little movement, the light was over there and I was in the dark. So you say it's important where we're shining our light on. The light is to shine out into the darkness. It is to give light to the world. It is to radiate out from us into the darkness to show those that are in the world this is the way. It's the way of eternal life. In Luke 5 and 31, and Jesus answering said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. When you start thinking about shining out the light from this congregation or from the church, you know, the light that we show here in the church, that helps each other and one another, that's good. And we can be all built up together, but we need to shine that light out into the world. We need to let the light that's built up in us here and in Christ shine out into the world that others can see the way. You know, it's easy to be a Christian when you're surrounded with Christians. But it's when you're not that you have opportunity to let your light shine. When in the world of darkness, it's like lighting that candle in a dark room. If you'll let your light shine, it can dispel the darkness. This is the kind of life that can do much good for the church, you know, helping others that need help, financial help, or broken down, or whatever way, but let the truth stand up and the light shine for what's right. Let me tell you a story about Benjamin Franklin. There have been many Benjamin Franklins. He wanted street lights in his town. And of course, he knew how to make street lights. But he wanted street lights in his town. He thought it was a good idea to have street lights up and down the town. And you know, it must have caught on because every time you go to town, that's what you see there, street lights. But Benjamin Franklin wanted to put street lights in his town, and the council said it cost too much. We ain't going to do it. They didn't want to do it. So you know what he did? He went out there and he put him a light there by his house. You know, everybody walked by, saw that light. They liked that light. Before you know it, they got street lights in the whole town. You know, today we not only have them in town, we have them everywhere out in the country, outside barns. There's lights everywhere. You see, the idea caught on because it was good. He let his light shine, Benjamin did, when he was the only one shining. When he was the only one that had a light. He wasn't ashamed to let that light shine there in front of his house because he knew that light was good. And he knew if people saw it and saw the benefits of that light, that they wore it for themselves. And he convinced others that they needed the light and that would have their work. We need to let our light shine so people will come near to the light and see the benefits in Christ. We need to let our light shine if we're the only one that has a light shining, that they can see the light of the Lord. You know, to see the light of the Lord means you got to be connected to the Lord. Sometimes you ever had a light that would flicker on and off, you try to turn it on and go off, on and off and on. It's not dependable. That's not a good light. You don't want a light like that. That light has a loose connection. When church members get loose connections, you know what happens. They're on and off. They hear a little bit, gone a little bit. They're not here regularly. You don't know whether they're there or not there. And then pretty soon they're gone. They weren't completely off. It's like a bulb that's fixing to go out of blow. Because it has a loose connection. A light bulb that has a loose connection won't last long. It'll burn out quickly. So we need to stay connected to the Lord, so that we can let our light shine. And the more lights that you have shining together, the brighter it is. The further it can be seen, the further it would go, the more light that's given off from it. You know, you got one little candle, that's not much, but if you get a billion candles together, it gives off a lot of light. And you, some of these lights that I remember, Ralph used to have one that we tracked the deer with one time, it's called a 1,000 candle light. It gave off the light of 1,000 candles. It was a very bright light. One little candle's not very bright. But when we get all of them together, it gives off a bright light. It's kind of like you walk out at night. I can walk out my yard at night and I can look in the sky and I can see where Brookhaven is. I can see the light from Brookhaven because there are a bunch of them up there shining. And it ought to be the same way about the church. There ought to be so many bright lights are shining there that you can see it for a long ways off. When we went out west, you could see the lights of the city, and then you would drive an hour or two before you got there. Because the light shines so far. And if you just think about it, the more lights are together and the burning together, the brighter they are, the more light is shown, the more truth that can be seen. And when you're out in the darkness, you can see the light, and that light will lead you to the way, and you can find the way there. If every member shines, then Christ will be seen in us. We need to let our light shine so it will light up far away and near, that Christ will be seen in us. So that those that can see the light can find the way to safety. Now here's an important part about this.
You know, you can follow a light and it may not lead you to the right way. It may not be leading to safety, because years ago when we was talking about like the beacon light, and they put these lighthouses up for the ships out at sea to find a way safely to the shore. Well, some robbers and thieves, pirates, they would go out on the rocks and they would build large fires and make it look like a city, and they'd have a big fire burning over there and make it look like that there was a lighthouse out there, and those ships out in the ocean would sail into those rocks and crash, and they would loot and rob. If the light is not upon truth, it's not founded on the right thing, and not standing upon the pillar and the ground of the truth of Jesus Christ and His salvation and His ways and His teaching, then the light is leading men into destruction. So that's a big responsibility to us, that we need to make sure that when we let our light shine, that we stand for the truth. And that's what's seen. That the truth of God is seen. And the right things are taught according to God's Word. Not according to my things, so your things, so our feelings, but what the Word of God has to say. So that we lead men safely to Jesus Christ. Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which art in heaven." So we want to do His will, be built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ and His apostles, and teach nothing more and nothing less than what they taught. That our light, you see, our light is based upon what we say and what we teach. The words of Jesus Christ, they are light. They are truth, and they are light, and they are life. And we need those words, and we don't need any others. Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus said, "All power is given in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, teach in all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you." And I want you to notice, Jesus called us to be lights. And He said, go and shine. You know how you go and shine? You go and teach. You go and convert. You go and proclaim the Word of God. And That's letting your light shine. That's what he says here. You go and teach, you convert them, and you baptize them, and then you teach all things he commanded them. And so you convert them, you make them disciples, you make them followers, and you teach them the way that Christ taught. You know, if you're out in darkness, we need that light. And we all need to be following the light of God. One day there was a hunter. He was out. He was deer hunting, and he was with the dogs, and he was following the dogs. And, you know, he got lost in these woods because he was the one driving the dogs. And he wasn't that familiar with these woods, and he got lost. And he couldn't find his way out, and dark come upon him. In the darkness in the woods, he saw a light way off in the distance. And he saw that light, he knew if he followed that light, he could get out of there. He knew if he followed that light, he'd get to safety. That's kind of like us out in the world, darkness and lost. We see that light, we know if we follow the light of Christ, we'll get to safety and the way home. And so he followed that light. Well, it runs through a ditch, he fell out of a ditch, he got up and ran through briars, and went, you know, he couldn't see in the dark, he couldn't see the pass, he couldn't see the trail, he couldn't see the way around. All he knew, as long as he kept his eye on the light, he could make it. And he did. He was scratched and bruised, but he made it. And that's the way it is for us as Christians. We're out in the darkness sometimes, we gotta follow the light of Christ. We can't see the way around. We just have to go through whatever way it takes to follow that light till we get there. To follow the light of Jesus Christ till one day we can get home. And it leads the way home with God in heaven. If you're out in darkness, if you're in the world today, look to Christ and His light. Look to Him and follow Him and seek after His ways. To seek after the Lord and His light and find the truth of the matter. Find the light of God and then let your light shine to others. In Isaiah 55:3, He said, incline your ear and hear, come unto me and your soul shall live. I will not make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Come to God and learn about Him. And learn His words and find out what's right and what's wrong. And the Bible will tell you, it's right there. It's what should be and what shouldn't be. And then believe what it says. Believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in John 8:24. Jesus said, that for us, if you believe not in Him, you should die in your sin. Believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And His words, the teachings that He has, they're the ones that direct us into eternal life. Believe enough that you will repent. Believe enough that you'd be willing to confess Him. Believe enough that you'd be willing to be buried with Him in baptism, to rise and walk in a newness of life, to receive His salvation, His forgiveness of sins, the cleansing of His blood. I want you to turn with me to 1 Peter 3. We'll start reading in verse 18. For Christ has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also He went and preached unto the spirits in prisons, which sometimes were disobedient, and once belonged up to God, waiting in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing one few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water. The like figure one to even baptism doth now also save us, not to put in the way of the filth of flesh, but to enter good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So He's gone into heaven, He's on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers have been made subject unto Him. All things are subject unto Christ. And He is the way out of darkness. He is the way unto the light of God. He is the way to salvation. If you're here today and you've never been brought into the body of Christ, we'll give you an opportunity to do that. If you're here today as a Christian and you found yourself in darkness, and sin is overcoming you, there's the same way back. Look to Christ. And He tells us, you know, in 1 John 1:9, when we confess our sins, we confess them just to give us and cleanse us of all righteousness. Jesus Christ is the way for cleansing. whether we obey the gospel or not, He's the way for our freedom. And by His stripes we're healed. So if you're here today, you're subject to His gospel call either way.